Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, did these guys do enough to make the Houston Texans? We have not gotten any new news that I've seen out of the Texans today, so there's going to be just a flood of cuts later today. They've got a lot of work to do, at least outwardly, to let us know who's not going to be on this team. They'll form a practice squad in the next day or so as well. D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday, was asked, did you see enough from John Mechie and Damian Pierce to make this team?
We still have a lot of things to work through when it comes to the roster. You know, when you talk about those guys specifically, Mechie and Damian, I think both guys, they've done really well in practice settings and also in the game. So both guys I've seen, I know what those guys are about. I know who they are as people. And so, but we'll see, you guys will see those decisions here over the next couple of days.
Okay, so D'Amico's been leaning on the deadline as sort of like, hey, guys, you'll see at 3 o'clock on Tuesday what it looks like. That's the first time with this whole Damian thing where I've rolled my eyes a little bit, just because when he answered the question after the game on Sunday where he said, he was asked, why didn't Damian play? And he said something to the effect of, I've seen enough of Damian, you know, like it was a 6-second answer. You could construe that any number of ways. Right there when he said, I've seen enough of both of them and that they've played well in practice and in the games. Like, no, Damian has not played well. Damian has 8 carries for 9 yards. I mean, if you think Damian played well in the games, then you are putting everything on the offensive line. Like, it is completely the offensive line's fault that his carries collapsed underneath a 1.1 yard average, and everybody else's carries were getting like 5 yards a clip preseason.
It is. And, you know, somebody pointed this out to me last night, was that I guess part of me reading D'Amico's comments about Damian have been that it's not like he's been giving him a ringing endorsement. Well, he did kind of. He said he's been fine. He needs more opportunities. The blocking hasn't been good in front of him. You know, that's not the same as saying he's made the team. He said he needs more opportunities. He's been good in practice. The blocking hasn't been good in front of him.
Yeah.
I mean, D'Amico criticizing the offensive line in that regard is not something he would typically do.
Right.
Should we read that? Some people are reading that as, well, look, yeah, clearly he's saying he is just fine because he even threw the offensive line under the bus and he wouldn't typically do that. I think that part of why it's hard for me to accept it, I think, is maybe just because my read on where Damian Pierce is right now would be so different from D'Amico's if D'Amico really feels like, if he genuinely feels that like blocking has been the only issue. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when both D'Amico and Titus Howard talked about how Damian has had really good practices, you know, my objection to that is that, all right, that's practice where you're not allowed to tackle, and Damian's superpower is breaking tackles.
Yep.
And he hasn't been breaking tackles in games, whether the blocking is good or whether the blocking is bad. But if you go beyond that, too, I have been impressed with Dameon Pierce in practice. I have said from the first 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, it does look like he's more decisive, he's crisper. But looking back on it, man, honestly, he's been on the ground a lot. When guys are just thudding, he's on the ground. And he pops right back up and he keeps going. But he's getting knocked down in situations where I don't think in 2022 he would have been getting knocked down. Mm-hmm. So I think he's made progress, but there's no way. I just cannot. I really cannot fathom a situation where both Caserio and D'Amico wouldn't be thinking, all right, yeah, but there's still something off with him.
Yeah.
It's like, there's something that's not there. I really can't imagine that they feel awesome about him in week one if he has to play. I just can't go there. Maybe I'm the one who's completely wrong. But I just can't. I can't believe that they feel that great about him right now.
It's a bigger body of work than just training camp. Like it was all last year too. It's a year and a half body of work. And I've reached a point with it now, Seth. Like the bargaining I've done with myself on this. Like, okay, fine. You keep Dameon on the team, but Cam Akers better be on this team. You know, like if you need a change of pace, if you need a change of pace during a game, I don't want to be burning daylight with 7 Dameon Pierce carries. I want 7 Cam Akers carries.
You know, Bill Belichick was on McAfee the other day, and he was basically saying, he was talking about what you can and can't, you know, deduce from training camp. And he said with quarterbacks, he really has a hard time saying whether a quarterback is playing well or not, a young quarterback especially, because you're facing these vanilla coverages. I think when a quarterback plays poorly against vanilla coverages, you can tell something from that. But is he genuinely playing really well? Hard to say. Like Bo Nix, he did some impressive things in the preseason, but I really hold back a lot in reserve because you also saw a lot of stuff that, man, versus actual NFL regular season defense, that's going to be dicey. Anthony Richardson's done some bad stuff against vanilla defenses that makes me skeptical of Anthony Richardson. But with running backs, what Belichick did go on to say is, like, you know, a lot of it, you're just trying to see what the individual players do. You know, defensive backs, can they play man coverage? I would say, personally, running backs, can they break tackles? With Cam Akers, I thought there was a whole list of things that I wanted to see of a guy coming off of a second Achilles tendon tear. All right, is he okay with the physical side of the game? Yeah, Akers was lowering his shoulder into people, trucking much larger dudes on the sideline, all of that. Can he cut back against the grain when there is bad blocking? Yes. Can he navigate his way through traffic when the blocking might be okay but is imperfect? Yes, he did all of that. I saw zero of that from Dameon Pierce. I didn't see an element of physicality. Who had the more physical? Who was more physical in preseason games, Cam Akers or Dameon Pierce?
Not even close. Not even close.
Cam Akers was more physical than Dameon Pierce.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. Okay, the blocking wasn't great. Even as Dameon was getting tackled, there was no knockback.
Right.
There was no where at one point in the preseason when he got tackled because the blocking was bad, did you feel like, yeah, but the defender got the worst end of the stick on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like he's done none of it. None of it.
So he didn't play on Saturday. We don't know what that means for Dameon. There were a handful of other guys, Seth, that did not dress. They were healthy in camp. A lot of guys didn't dress, but they've been banged up. Jeff Okuda, MJ Stewart, Beck, Charlie Heck, you know, Will Anderson obviously is making the team, blah, blah, blah. D'Nico Autry has been suspended, so they haven't been playing him since his suspension was announced. Robert Woods did not dress for this game. Do you think Robert Woods is on this team? Was that a sign that he's made the team?
Boy, I don't think it's a sign he's on the team. I think it's a combination of his age.
Yep.
Where, a lot of times, even with your vet, this does happen with veteran dudes. Like, I think Jerry Hughes is on the team, but even if he wasn't going to be, I could see where they might not play him. Because for two reasons. One is, all right, like, you know, no reason subjecting this guy to harm when we've already made the decision on him. He's earned his stripes.
Yeah.
But two, those guys are higher paid.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to get injured and then you're on
IR.
The hook.
Yeah.
You're on the hook for their salary for the entire year.
And that counts
year.
Against the cap. You know, just because they're not on the roster doesn't mean it doesn't count against the
cap.
So
with veteran players, it's really tough to deduce anything from that. But I think right now, honestly, I think it's a moving situation where they have to evaluate not just how the guy fits on the team, but also what trade offers are they garnering from other teams about them. Yeah. There's teams out there that are in the market for a guy like Robert Woods. There's other teams that are in the market for a younger guy like John Metchie with upside. And it might, I don't want to say it's out of Nick's hands, but it might be a matter of Nick looking at it and just kind of doing the math on, all right, well, we like these guys equally for different reasons, but they're offering up a third rounder, and we'll part with the guy. If we like a few guys equally, then we'll just part with whichever guy can command the biggest trade.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You think Kurt Heinisch is on this team? Because he didn't dress either. That's a young guy who was an undrafted guy a few years ago.
Yeah, that's really, and still on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
But the big thing is, I almost look at Kurt Heinisch as he was almost individually in a competition with Khalil Davis. And
who also didn't dress.
right. Yeah, I think that. These are those tough decisions. When I look at D'Amico looking almost kind of depressed in these last couple press conferences, I think it's guys like Kurt Heinisch, who he probably loves, but they're thinking, all right, we might have to make a hard decision here. I would put it at more likely off than on.
Yeah. More likely off, huh?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Yeah, interesting. I got to double check.
Heinisch, one of the only guys who had a, well, actually, a lot of guys on the defense had good plays in the first half of the Ravens game in the playoffs, but yeah. Heinisch sacked Lamar Jackson.
That's right, he did.
That's a nice one. When you're a guy that doesn't get a whole lot of sacks, it's nice when one of them is
Lamar.
Is a big game.
Yeah,
you grab the 12-point buck on the one buck that you've gotten in the last few years.
There you go.
That's pretty nice. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, congrats to Derek here in Houston. He is on his way to the to the Cougs game.
Good job, Derek.
And actually, Khalil Davis did play. I apologize. So Heinisch didn't play. Khalil Davis did play.
It's interesting.
On Saturday.
The defensive tackle, we haven't talked a lot about it a lot because it's all kind of, it's not a big name position and everything, and the guys they have on the defensive line squad aren't big names.
It's very though.
I think McTelvin, Agim, Kurt Heinisch, and Khalil Davis. And then you factor in Marcus Harris because he's a young draft pick with upside who probably would get picked up off of waivers. I think those four are – it's a really tough decision if you only, say, keep two of those guys.
Agim did get cut yesterday. So that was Agim did get cut yesterday.
I knew that once upon a time, like 90 minutes ago. I knew it, but now it's too late in the show, Sean.
It's all good. I know.
It's 7:56 in the morning. I'm pretty much done for the day. Thanks.
All right. Well, get your Astros game face on here because we got to revisit last night's game against the Philadelphia Phillies. These games have all had a very similar feel since the Astros hit the road. We will discuss that coming up next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.